Get up.
Fernando. And Greg.
Right now.
The Bay's number one for all the hits, 99.7 now. It is Fernando and Greg in the morning. And a popular feature we just introduced, what would Oprah do?
Well, don't forget about Gail.
Everyone forgets about Gail.
I know. I focus poor more Gail. On Oprah.
Now, Oprah and Gail, they have started like this little a thing where they give advice. They make a video. Somebody sends in a question. I guess they're the new Dear Abby since, you know, she's so old.
Well, no, I think she's dead.
Well, okay. Well,
yeah,
there you go.
So, the original, at least.
We're trying to figure out who we are more like. Are we more Oprah or more Gail? Now, Fernando and I have not heard the question or the answer yet. So play us the question, and then we'll give our advice.
Okay, here we go.
I broke up with my boyfriend of 2 years because at 34, he still wasn't ready to discuss even just the possibility of marriage and kids one day. And being in my 30s, I want someone I know I can build a future with. But he's a great guy, and we've remained close. We even still tell each other we love each other. Did I give up on him too soon, or was it smart to think about my future?
Wow. Okay. Well,
You want me to go first?
Sure, go right ahead.
I would say that she did not give up on him too soon. I would say that she wanted to be married. She wanted to have a family. This man is not ready. She's looking for something different than what he's looking for. So now she needs to go off, stop wasting time, and find somebody else to help her get what she wants.
How good was the sex? Whether you're going to give it up or not.
No.
I mean, if it's just so-so, then you got to go. But, I mean, I agree a little bit with Fernando on this one. It is, like, if he's not even willing to talk about it, then that's a problem. If he's not there yet, but he's willing to open up, discuss it, talk about it, then I think maybe you give it a little bit longer. But if he's not even willing to talk about it, then I say you probably need to go. And the last thing you want to do, and I feel like we just learned this from Love Trap yesterday, is force something that's not ready to be there. Like, those people moved in too fast, and now that girl was feeling so, smothered.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you force a man to marry you, then he is going to be resentful, and it's going to be terrible. So
walking away is not a bad thing in this situation, I don't think.
And if y'all can stay, like, friends with benefits while you find somebody else that's more serious.
Have your cake and eat it, too.
Yeah, because they tell each other they love each other. So if they still like each other and they can make that work, I say that's an option.
All right, now how funny is it going to be when Gail says, you know what, how is the sex?
Well, if she says that, then I know she and I are sympathetic.
Okay, all
right. But it's going to be funnier if Oprah says that.
Who do you want me to go with first, Oprah or Gail?
Well, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
We're gonna take a break and find out who is closer. And also, tell us what you think. 888-456-9970. And maybe you've been in this position. Have you waited on a guy that wasn't ready? And how long do you wait?
Yeah. All right. 888-456-9970 for that.
Wake up.
Fernando and Greg.
Fernando and Greg.
On 99.7 Now.
All right, listen, keep promising you brand new Ariana Grande called Break Up With Your Boyfriend. We're going to do that here inside the next 10 minutes. I'm just making the executive decision.
Okay.
So we'll get to that here in a little bit. I know a lot of you want to check out the latest from Ariana. We're paying your bills in 10 minutes. So right at 8:20 could be your name. I hope you're registered at 997now.com. You should do it real quick so you're good to go for this morning. Are you an Oprah or are you a Gail? Which one is it? We take a question at Oprah and Gail are discussing something from their viewers, and we give our answers and see who we match up with. Now, the question that we're dealing with this morning is...
I broke up with my boyfriend of 2 years because at 34, he still wasn't ready to discuss even just the possibility of marriage and kids one day. And being in my 30s, I want someone I know I can build a future with.
I'm okay with that.
But he's a great guy, and we've remained close. We even still tell each other we love each other. Did I give up on him too soon, or was it smart to think about my future?
Now, surprise, Greg and I had similar answers this morning.
You know what? I've been thinking about this during the break. I want to be more Oprah, and I think I should change my answer because Oprah's the one who never wanted to get married.
Oh.
She never wanted to have kids, and her man stayed with her. So
okay.
I feel like Greg Deeney had a flash while during the commercial break. I don't necessarily feel this way, but I feel like I could predict that Oprah's going to say, no, wait on the person. I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah, I mean,
because that's what she's done.
She's been like, you know, holding Stedman out there for decades.
But also, the thing is the person you're waiting on a billionaire? Then yes, go ahead and wait on
them. It's conditional. This is true. Well, all right, now let's find out. Are we more Oprah or are we more Gail?
All right, here's Oprah's answer.
You need to break up with him, and you also need to harvest your eggs. If I was a 34-year-old woman out here in the world where it's hard out here, for as you say, I would be harvesting my eggs.
Oh my God, wow. I would have never thought. I mean, men think so differently than women. I would have never thought about harvesting my eggs.
Yeah, that was a curveball.
Wow.
I would have never well, suggested that
either. Because I guess the woman is, she did say, the woman said she was, what, in her mid-30s?
34.
So, you know, once you hit 40, it does become harder and harder to become pregnant for a woman.
Uh-huh.
So, I guess, but I just, you know, my sperm's good until 90.
Yeah, so, yeah, we don't have that problem.
And then after 90, there's Viagra, so.
I can't imagine that Gail was any different, but let's see what she says.
Yeah, what does Gail say?
This only works if you're okay not making a commitment, but if you want a commitment and he doesn't after 2 years, I could see why you broke up with him.
Oh, yeah, so they agree.
They pretty much agree. We pretty much agree.
Yeah.
I only think there's just a contingent. I mean, not a contingency. There's just we need to know factors. Obviously, this woman wouldn't be asking if this guy were a billionaire.
Right. So there'll be no question what she should do.
So, yeah. Right. She would definitely just be trying to get in his bank account.
Well, there you go, ladies. Don't be waiting for him.
Nope. No.
Let it go. Let him go.
Wait.
Let him
loose.
Wait. Maybe it worked out for somebody. Maybe you stuck it through and you waited and waited and it paid off. Or maybe you waited and you wish you hadn't waited. 888-456-9970. We want to hear from some true life stories.
Yes. When did he come around?
Freeze your eggs.
Did you freeze your eggs? All right. We're going to go grab your calls here and talk to you here in just a couple of minutes. Now, Shan, you tell me she got a new album out.
Yeah. Thank You Next is her 2019 album. And Sweetener was so 2018.
Thanks.
Who caught the NSYNC sample in that song,
girl? Hey.
Uh-huh. I love it.
That's
love
called
it.
Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. That's new Ariana Grande. First at 99.7, now the Bay's number one for all of it.
Ooh, wake up, wake up. The music. Fernando and Greg.
99.7 now.
Okay, now listen, we're going to pay some bills here, but you got to give us a few minutes. We're still unpacking Oprah and Gail. Are you an Oprah or are you a Gail? We listened to a problem that they were just discussing. Basically, got a woman in her 30s. She's with a dude who really doesn't want to have any conversations about tying the knot, their future, having a family together. So she's thinking, okay, well, I love the dude. He's a good guy, but he's not where I'm at. Should I drop him and go try to find the guy who's ready to get married and have a family? Or stick with it and see if this guy comes around? So which one are you? Which way are you going to go? Susie?
The bigger mistake is thinking you should get married when you're in your 30s.
Oh, are you saying it's even too soon in your 30s to tie the knot?
Yes. Why do that to yourself? Why not wait? Why not wait? Why not have a good time in your 30s, too? 30s is still fun.
Well, what if you really want to have children, though? I mean, I agree with you, Susie. I ain't no rushing it. But at the same time, a lot of people really want to have kids. I'm not one of those people.
I want to have kids in my 40s, but can I really wait?
Yeah. Well, you could have kids in your 40s, Shannon. But you know what? You got to take really good care of yourself and be super healthy to do that.
Like J-Lo.
Because kids are exhausting. I also think people should think twice about whether they really should be parents or not.
Ooh.
Because whether, you know, being connected with someone forever, you know, marriage should be forever. It's not always forever, though, right? We all know that. We all know that it's not a guarantee that you're going to stay with that person. But when you have a kid with that person, it is. And a spouse or your partner will bring out the best. That's in the worst when you have that baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you should only have kids with somebody you at least like.
Because when you're, and that you can rely on, because you're like milking, right? You're like a milking machine. You're strapped to a chair or the couch, you know, stuck, and you're tired, and you're this, and you're that. And if they're like, hey, I got to go out with my boys, or, you know, if they're not ready, then it's going to be even a worse situation. You're not going to enjoy the bonding with the kid because you're going to be so pissed off that you made such a poor choice.
You're going to resent that person even more.
Exactly. And Greg, you know, sex, you know, you, you shouldn't make decisions based on if things are great in the bed.
Well, really. Yeah, that's Greg. All right.
No.
All right. Thank you very much, Susie. I love the visual she had there, too. You strapped that cat. Ooh,
it's
you're a machine.
You're a mom. You do it all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hold on a minute. Now, Gina... Where are you going to land on this one? Should you drop him or should you wait a little while and see if he turns around?
There's always a pro and a con in regards to that. Well, the con is that they're both already in their 30s. And a lot of times, men's not going to get it, shoot, until they're like almost 50. With that case, I would, and they've only been together for 2 years. So I would probably say, you know, if they're still close, I would say go ahead and just date somebody else because you might find that one while you're in there dating somebody else that's on the same page as her. Because apparently he's fine where he is and he doesn't have to take it a step forward.
Yeah, I think contrary to popular opinion, there are a lot of guys who are looking for a relationship. They want to have families too. And if you're not with that guy, that's unfair to you.
And he's not even trying to talk about it. He doesn't even want to, you know, have the possibility of a conversation about it. So, I think she has to keep it moving in that aspect.
Yeah, she needs to explore other options and find someone who's on the same page as her.
Yeah, maybe a billionaire. That'd be a much better option, I think.
Right.
You know, we got a few of those here in the Bay Area. All right, Gina, thank you.
You're welcome. You guys have a good day.
There you go. And don't forget to harvest your eggs. Because you're talking about having kids in your 40s.
I mean, I can't wait. My mom would kill me. If I don't have kids in my 30s, she wants grandkids.
Oh, so you need to get it done.
I need to get it done.
Still harvest those eggs.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
All right, picking up the dirty. I know we're getting into a weekend. It's going to be a little chilly and rainy as well. So maybe you guys are going to stay in, drink a little bit. Shan, you've always heard those old sayings like, hey, beer before liquor, never been sicker.
Uh-huh.
Liquor before beer, everything clear.
Yes.
Well, there are people in Europe, researchers actually, that basically they went ahead and researched 76% of Americans. They took the information of 76% of Americans who say that they are hungover and they do this type of thing where they think if they drink beer before liquor, you know, they're going to have a hangover, et cetera, et cetera. So they went ahead and they researched a group of people between 19 and 40 years old, and they found out it don't matter.
It really doesn't. I mean, I'm sorry, but, like, people try to say that, but it just depends. Like, if you're drinking sugary drinks, that'll get you. If you don't drink enough water, that'll get you. If you didn't eat before, that'll get you. You're going to get hungover no matter what.
It doesn't seem to matter, yeah. Like,
and the older I get, the worse it gets.
And it doesn't even seem to matter, like, if you're that type of person. You know what I mean? Like, some people just say, oh, you know, when I drink in that order, I'm the type of person who is going to get sick anyway. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter, because what they did is they took one group of people and they had them drink beer before the liquor.
Yeah.
And then they took those people and brought them back and then switched it and said, okay, now you're going to drink liquor before the beer.
Uh-huh.
And it did. They were still hungover.
Oh, my God. See, and who is drinking beer and all that? Like, you got to stick to one.
I don't know.
You got to stick to one.
Tito's. Maybe that's better.
With a soda and a splash of crayon. That's all you need.
Well, that doesn't seem to matter either, because you're still going to get hungover.
Uh-huh.
Does anybody not get hungover? Is there, like, really a secret?
You know who doesn't? Guys don't get hungover. I swear to God, I will go out with Chad and the coworkers around here, and they will be fine. And I'm like, dude, how am I alive right now? And you are just out there on a hike.
Flying.
Like, you're hiking right now.
Doing your thing. I don't know. Maybe some people...
I feel like guys don't get as hungover as girls.
Maybe. Is that true? 888-456-9970. Do guys handle the hangover better than women?
I think so.
Or don't get hungover. Meanwhile, the big story this morning, Shannon, I know this one's a little much to unpack, but he is one of the richest men in the world. Amazon founder and Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos, putting the company that publishes the National Enquirer on notice. They alerted Bezos that they are in possession of these naked selfies that he was sharing with this woman that he's leaving his wife for. And apparently they're pretty scandalous. So, meanwhile, he decided, listen, I'm one of the richest men in the world. It really don't matter. You can't do anything to me that my money can't take care of. So you know what? I'm going to publish all these emails you just sent me, because this is blackmail and this is extortion.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to let everybody know how shady and how illegal you are.
And he's telling them to publish the pictures, too. Like, oh, you know what? You want to do it? Go post them.
He said, of course I don't want embarrassing pictures of me out there. But you know what? It doesn't really matter, because it's more important to show what is happening behind the scenes.
And hey, if this girl likes it, maybe we'll like it, too. I don't know. Hey. Yay, bring on the goods.
I got to say, I'm a little curious, too. And check this out. If you gave a Christmas gift and it was returned or the person you gave it to didn't like it, well, consider yourself lucky, luckier than Kanye West, who bought Kim Kardashian a $14 million condo in Miami. And she said, nah, fam.
What?
I ain't feeling it.
So ungrateful.
I don't like it. Well, no. She's Kim Kardashian. She could buy all of Miami.
And
if
I guess
wanted.
It's both of their money, too, right?
Yeah.
If he's spending it, it's her money. So maybe she's like, nah, maybe not. Mm-hmm. I will take it gladly, Kim.
Well,
please.
Kanye's had a back out of the deal on that $14 million gift. Mm-hmm. So, lucky person. Maybe they'll sell it for even less money now that it's back on the market. That is your Dirty on the 30 at 8:34. Greg actually has taken off for his procedure. Maybe we'll get a hold of him on the phone, though, and see what it's like at the hospital before going under.
Yeah! Fernando and Greg.
Fernando and Greg.
Turn it up. It's your favorite show.
Okay, Shan, looks like it's just you and I. Greg has already taken off for the hospital for his knee procedure.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get a hold of him to see if maybe we get him before he goes under, but
I
no
think
luck,
it's
huh?
already done because he's not responding. And
the knee procedure is already done.
No, I mean, it's already done, but I think he...
I'm like, he just left a few minutes ago.
No, I'm just saying, because he's not responding. Maybe he already got there.
Oh, okay.
I think he's, like, checking in and stuff.
That's true. I would imagine they probably take your phone after a while, but if we can get a hold of Greg and see if, like, maybe he can give us his last words. I mean, sorry. Some words before he goes under the knife.
Or maybe you guys want to give Greg some words. 888-456-9970.
Maybe I was going to say, you can make them kind, but you know what? No, not necessary. He wouldn't necessarily give you a kind word before you go under the knife, but 888-456-9970 for that. Also, a topic that took off a bit earlier this hour, we were doing Are You an Oprah, Are You a Gail? And the question was, you had a woman who's in her mid-30s. She's ready to have some kids. She wants to get married, have a family, but her man doesn't. Doesn't even want to talk about it. So she was wondering, asking Oprah and Gail, should I break up with him, end things with him, and go try to find somebody who has the same desires I do? Or do I just keep waiting? Maybe keep waiting. Maybe this guy will come around. What's the thought process there? Samantha, you've been waiting on the line for quite a while now at 888-456-9970. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It's all good.
All right. So now your husband wants the kids, but you don't?
Now he wants the kids and marriage, but I don't now.
I know why, because you got that dog. That dog is enough.
No, actually, I'm a dog walker. So.
Oh, is this like a point of contention between you two, though? I mean, do you fight about this?
You know what? At first, when I met him, he was only 21 and I was 26. So I waited for 4 years until I was 30, and he still wasn't ready when he was 26. So by that point, I mean, when I was 30, I wanted a kid, I wanted marriage, and now I just kind of like, all my friends are, you know, they're having kids, and they're pulling their hair out, and then I'm like, I don't want kids.
You're like, look at these crazy people. I mean, these kids are driving all these friends to an early grave. I don't want any of these kids.
Yeah, they all have green hair. I'm like, this is what happened. So, okay. And then now my husband and his friends are having kids. I want kids. I'm like, no, we're not having kids.
Your friends have scared the kids out of you.
Yes, they did. And I look at my husband now. I'm like, no, I take care of you. That's enough.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
I have to agree. Like, sometimes I look at my friends that do have children. I'm like,
I know. But they always say you don't like other people's children, but then you like yours.
Mm. See, I don't want to risk it. I don't want to risk not liking my
then
own
you
children.
You can't give them back.
No, exactly. What can you do? That's the beauty of, like, having nieces, nephews, godchildren. It's like, they're yours at the end of the day. I can just go out and have fun, do fun stuff with them during the day.